Hilary Sardinius is the California Department of Fish and Wildlife's statewide pollinator coordinator. In this role, she supports conservation related to California's pollinators, including bees and monarch butterflies. We spoke with Hilary about a recent report she was involved with by the California Multi-Agency Monarch and Pollinator Collaborative, uniting 13 different agencies at both the state and federal level to identify priority conservation actions and research needs for the Western Monarch Butterfly. The report is titled Conservation Priorities for the Western Monarch Butterfly in California. Pollinator coordinator Hilary Sardinius began the conversation by discussing how the report came together.
In 2021, after the lowest year on record for overwintering monarchs in the California coast, a few agencies, including the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, got together and realized that we needed to clarify what we could be doing to help recover the population. So we invited additional agencies that were working on this topic, both state and federal agencies, and we decided to form the California Monarch and Pollinator Collaborative. And the California Monarch and Pollinator Collaborative is 13 state and federal agencies whose mission is really to catalyze monarch conservation, information sharing, and work around pollinators in California. And one of the things we decided to do was review some existing reports, including the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agency's 50-year Western Monarch Conservation Plan, to understand how the goals and actions that were identified in that plan could be translated to the landscape of California. We also wanted to prioritize the actions so that we had a sense of which ones we needed to complete with a little bit more urgency to really accelerate that on-the-ground conservation and education and even research and monitoring of monarchs in California.
What were some of the main takeaways that you found from the report itself?
So there are a number of different actions in the report, and it's really designed to be something that different people can come to based on, you know, if you're a member of the general public or you work for an agency and find something that really fits within actions that you could take. For example, for members of the public, one of the things we're emphasizing is trying to participate in community science projects, such as the Western Monarch Count, which is the annual census of monarchs at overwintering sites in California, or planting early season milkweeds in your yard to help give monarchs something during that first generation where their population really needs a boost during the breeding season. But we also identified just really big factors. For example, there's no consistent definition of a monarch breeding habitat in the West. So trying to work together with partners to come up with how many milkweeds do you really need in a given location and how far apart should those be to optimize monarch use of them. Other topics that we talk about are a big gap, something that hasn't been addressed, really improving our understanding of how pesticides impact monarchs, where are they exposed. A lot of the studies to date have used honeybees as surrogates instead of butterflies. And so, you know, how well do those translate, and are monarchs being exposed, and is that a factor in their decline? So we're trying to pull from a lot of different topics to give people a list of different things that they could engage in instead of just saying, this is the one thing to do. It's really trying to give people this opportunity to figure out how they can work together on conservation, because we recognize that the problem is quite large and we need an all hands on deck approach to be able to make a difference.
I have one last question, which is just what's next after this for the working group and any other information you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, we're hoping that people take this report and use it to start implementing actions. We want to hear what people are doing and hopefully partner with them. There's a lot of different working groups throughout the state that are working on monarch conservation. For example, there's the overwintering managers working group. This is comprised of people that manage monarch overwintering sites. There's a rangeland group. So we're hoping people tie in and kind of use this as a bit of a roadmap for how to do more monarch conservation, and we really want to roll up our sleeves, get our hands dirty, and try and make progress on a lot of the objectives and actions that we've outlined in this plan.
You can learn more about the Monarch Butterfly Multi-Agency Working Group on the California Department of Fish and Wildlife's website at wildlife.ca.gov. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.